It's time for a check of sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, let's take a look at the football Friday night action from around the Nishna Valley here on KJAN. In Class 3A, a game you might have heard here on the station where your friends are, it was Atlantic beating Carroll 20-14. Also in 3A football, Glenwood was a 28-0 winner over Winterset. Harlan blew past Denison Sleswig by a score of 56-14, and it was Creston Orient Magsburg over Adel DeSoto Minburn 44-43. In 2A action, Shenandoah beat Underwood 28-20. Southeast Valley was a 28-0 winner over Clarinda. South Central Calhoun beat Red Oak 57-6. And Kemper Catholic was a 27-7 winner over East Sac County in Class 2A. In 1A action, IKM Manning was a 34-7 winner over Trainer. AHSTW beat Logan Magnolia 46-14. Missouri Valley blew past Tri-Center 42-14, and Audible Arthur beat Adair Casey Guthrie Center 50-0. In Class A football, it was St. Albert over Riverside 66-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's getting past Griswold 28-24. Southwest Valley beat Southeast Warren 56-6. Earlham was a 63-6 winner over Nottoway Valley. In Class 8 football, Lennox beat Bedford 58-30. East Union scampered past Lamoni in overtime 28-20, and it was Wayne over Murray 66-0. Other eight-man action saw Sydney beat Essex 56-16. East Mills a 44-40 winner over Clarinda Academy. Fremont Mills was a 41-6 winner over Woodbine, and Cam beat Exira EHK 58-57. Other eight-man play saw Arweva beat Glidden-Ralston 51-34. Boyer Valley was a 28-21 winner over Coon Rapids Baird. River Valley down to West Harrison 20-6. And it was Audubon over Collins Maxwell 75-0. In 4A, it was Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City West 21-7. And Lewis Central defeating Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson by a score of 42-0. Fresh off an upset of Oklahoma, the Iowa State Cyclones play host to Kansas this morning. ISU coach Matt Campbell wants another spirited effort in front of the Cyclones fans.
Let's not let Saturday be the crowning moment of this season. You know, there's hopefully, it's time that they get some consistent football. And that's our job and that's our mission. So I appreciate their passion for us. And I hope there's a lot more joy for them to have as this season goes on and as we continue to build this program.
Kyle Kemp is expected to get another start at quarterback, and Campbell says he has similar strengths to Jacob Park.
From a game plan standpoint, we don't have to change a whole lot with Kyle and Jacob. You know, they're very similar in terms of throw ability, be able to throw people open, be able to make the throw. So that part, I think, is very similar.
The coach says the Cyclones need to build off the win against Oklahoma.
If you want to be good, if you want to have a chance to sustain success, you just keep going and you keep attacking where you're failing and where you need to do better. And it's a one day at a time process. And I know people are sick of hearing it, but that's truth. That's success. Success comes from the ability to follow that process.
Kickoff from Jack Tri Stadium in Ames is at 11 a.m. Now, the Iowa Hawkeyes have a bye week this weekend, meaning there is no action for the Hawks until next weekend. In top 25 football action, Syracuse and Cal pulled off stunning upsets to begin this weekend's top 25 schedule. Eric Dungy threw for 278 yards and three touchdowns as unranked Syracuse pulled out a 27-24 victory over second-ranked Clemson. Dungy hit Dante Strickland for a 23-yard score 3 minutes 16 seconds into the game and hit Irvin Phillips for a 66-yard TD later in the first quarter. Steve Ishmael hauled in a 30-yard scoring strike in the third to break a 17-17 deadlock, but the Orange didn't take the lead for good until Cole Murphy drilled a tie-breaking 30-yard field goal with 9 minutes 41 seconds left in the game. The Tigers ended an 11-game winning streak and played the second half without quarterback Kelly Bryant because of a concussion. Cal provided the other shocker of the day on Friday by recording 5 interceptions and 9 sacks against Luke Falk and a 37-3 thumping of number 8 Washington State. Cameron Bynum picked off 2 passes in helping Cal hand the Cougars their first loss in 7 years. Vic Enwer ran for 102 yards on 22 carries as Cal knocked off a top 10 team for the first time in 14 years. In NFL action, attorneys for Ezekiel Elliott continue to fight for the Dallas Cowboys running back. The attorneys have indicated they intend to ask for another hearing before the federal appeals court that cleared the way for the NFL's six-game suspension of Elliott over domestic violence allegations. Players' union attorney Jeffrey Kessler wrote to a federal judge in New York on Friday that Elliott's legal team would pursue a hearing before a larger panel of the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. A three-judge panel voted 2-1 to grant the NFL's request to overrule a Texas court's injunction that had blocked the suspension. The Minnesota Vikings are going to play another game without quarterback Sam Bradford. The Vikes have announced that Bradford and receiver Stephon Diggs will miss Sunday's game against the Panthers because of injuries. Bradford was out with the same knee injury that has bothered him all season and caused him to leave the game last week against Chicago in the second quarter. Diggs is out with a groin injury. In addition, Minnesota left guard Nick Easton will sit out because of a calf injury. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and pass rusher Justin Houston were back on the practice field Friday and should be ready to go this Sunday against the Steelers. You can hear that game on KJAN. Kelce cleared the NFL's concussion protocol earlier this week, and Houston was back following calf spasms. Coach Andy Reid said wide receivers Tyreek Hill and Albert Wilson will also play after both were limited on Thursday. The San Francisco 49ers have released linebacker Navarro Bowman in a move that cut ties with one of the few remaining links from the team's last run of success. General manager John Lynch said he and coach Kyle Shanahan met with Bowman Thursday night, and it became clear that things were going in a different direction, and that was the best move for both sides. Jets leading running back Bilal Powell and defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson are questionable for tomorrow's game against the Patriots. Powell has a strained calf, while Wilkerson is dealing with a sprained shoulder and a toe injury. Packers safety Morgan Burnett will miss Sunday's game against Minnesota with a hamstring injury. Green Bay could also be without cornerback Kevin King, who is in a concussion protocol. After losing three wide receivers to season-ending injuries last week, the winless Giants say that more than five more starters will miss Sunday's game against Denver and against the Broncos. Defensive end Oliver Vernon has a sprained ankle. Center Weston Richburg has a concussion. And running back Paul Perkins is battling a rib injury. Defensive captain Jonathan Casillas will be out with a neck injury, and receiver Sterling Shepard will be out with a sprained ankle. The Falcons will be without receiver Mohamed Sanu Sunday against the Dolphins. Sanu strained a hamstring in the Falcons' 23-17 loss to the Bills and is still hobbled by the injury following Atlanta's bye week. Texan safety Marquise Gilchrist has been fined more than $24,000 by the league for his helmet-to-helmet hit against Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce last Sunday night. Gilchrist was penalized for unnecessary roughness in the second quarter of the Chiefs' 42-34 victory. Lawyers for former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez say they're moving their lawsuit against the NFL from federal to state court because they can make more claims there. The attorneys sued the league after Hernandez was diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy. They accused the NFL of hiding the true dangers of football, and they sought damages on behalf of Hernandez's 4-year-old daughter for the loss of her father's companionship. Raiders standout Khalil Mack has been voted the top defensive end in the NFL by the Associated Press panel that included Pro Football Hall of Fame member James Lofton and 10 AP football writers. Mack received 7 first-place votes and 101 points, while the Texans' injured star J.J. Watt was second with 2 first-place votes and 89 points. That is a check of sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.